The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Zolgensma linked in three cases to serious but treatable blood disorder. Some children with spinal muscular atrophy may develop thrombotic microangiopathy, or TMA, a rare condition characterized by blood abnormalities following treatment with Zolgensma, a study reports. A serious complication, TMA was resolved with supportive or specific treatment in all three cases identified among the 500 children treated with Zolgensma, a gene therapy, through July 1, 2020. Clinicians should be aware of this potential complication despite its rarity and closely monitor patients' platelet levels as recommended in Zolgensma's label. A low platelet count is the main indication of TMA, the researchers noted. The study, thrombotic microangiopathy following omnosymnogene abeparvovec for spinal muscular atrophy, a case series, was published in the Journal of Pediatrics. Novartis' Zolgensma was approved in the U.S. in May 2019 to treat all SMA types in children up to age 2. This year, it also became available in Japan for the same patient group, and in Europe for almost all SMA types in children weighing up to about 46 pounds. The therapy uses a modified and harmless virus to deliver a working copy of SMN1, the mutated gene in SMA, to cells. Due to the body's natural immune reaction against the carrier virus, it can only be given once. Still, children can develop immune reactions after the single dose, which may increase the levels of liver enzymes, an indicator of liver damage, and drop those of platelets, tiny blood cells responsible for normal blood clotting. For that reason, children start immunosuppression with prednisolone or its equivalent on the day before they are given Zolgensma and are advised to continue such treatment for a total of 30 days. Their liver health and platelet counts are also monitored before treatment and at regular periods afterward. TMA is a rare condition characterized by hemolytic anemia, the destruction of red blood cells, low platelet count, or thrombocytopenia, and the formation of blood clots in small blood vessels that can injure the kidneys. While it can also have a genetic cause, TMA is also associated with the use of some medications, including vaccines, immunosuppressive treatments, and antibiotics, as well as with herbal supplements. Treatment-induced TMA is thought to result from immune-mediated reactions or a dose or duration-dependent direct toxic effect. Researchers at Novartis, in collaboration with colleagues at U.S. and Australian institutes, reported three cases of TMA associated with Zolgensma's use. All have been completely addressed and successfully treated. These cases were identified through a specific research of the Novartis Global Safety Database, which included Zolgensma's safety data from clinical trials, open access programs through which patients can access a therapy before its approval, and its post-approval clinical use. The search identified in total roughly 500 children given the therapy through July the 1st. Two of the three affected children, a 5-month-old girl and a 14-month-old girl, were part of a long-term registry study called RESTORE, while the third, a 1-year-old girl, was treated through an open-access program in Australia. Launched by AveXis, a Novartis subsidiary now known as Novartis Gene Therapies, RESTORE's main goal is to follow SMA patients given the gene therapy as part or outside of a clinical trial. The children's doctors were contacted for additional information from medical records. Regarding TMA symptoms, all three showed low platelet counts and hemolytic anemia, and two girls had signs of kidney injury. These cases shared several similarities, the researchers concluded after analyzing the children's data. All three girls developed TMA about a week after Zolgensma dosing, and vomiting was a possible early symptom for two of them. Vomiting potentially resulted in inadequate prednisolone absorption, the researchers wrote. Two had also been previously treated with Biogen's Spinraza, two had received recent vaccines, and two had infections with particularly harmful bacteria either prior to or shortly after Zolgensma's use. Researchers noted that such bacterial infections and recent exposure to vaccines may have contributed to TMA. Whether Spinraza's use increased the risk of Zolgensma-associated TMA is not yet known, the study noted. Increased activation of the complement system, a part of the immune system known to be associated with TMA, was evident in two children. The 14-month-old also had a family history of chronic kidney disease of unknown cause, and genetic testing revealed mutations of unknown significance in two genes. Mutations in one of them are linked to a specific type of kidney disease. All three girls recovered from TMA after 2 to 12 weeks, or about 3 months, one with supportive care only, and the others with additional treatments, such as increased corticosteroids, and those promoting the replacement or supply of blood or blood components, plasmapheresis, and blood transfusions. Researchers noted that the time between Zolgensma dosing and TMA development suggested an immune-mediated reaction, and that TMA has been reported in studies of other viral-based gene therapies. Clinicians should follow recommendations for monitoring platelet counts, since a low platelet count is a key feature of TMA, the scientists wrote. If this laboratory finding is present, additional TMA-related testing should be performed. The researchers wrote, quote, "Early recognition of TMA is imperative, as TMA may require therapeutic intervention to lessen associated morbidity and mortality."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. Do you make resolutions? I've never been a resolution kind of person. That's not to say I don't set goals for the upcoming year ahead. There is a difference, right? Last year, I aimed to get another service dog, new wheelchair, and acquire a Jayco robotic arm. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. By November, I was transitioning to a new wheelchair and bonding with my service dog, Horton. My goals for 2021 include acquiring a Jayco, maybe I'll have success this year, and making my home more automated for my needs. I'm also working on being content with where I'm at, not only literally in my home in Minnesota, but also in the less tangible sense, being a 40-year-old single gal who can barely reach my face. With the Jayco, I'm trying to balance patience with my squeaky wheel. So far, the process has stalled twice, and it took emails on my end to get the ball rolling again. Had I known what the holdup was sooner, I could have taken care of it earlier. Frustrating for sure, but I'm nothing less than persistent, and will keep on top of it. We'll see what 2021 brings. Aspects of my home are challenging. It's irritating when lights are on and I can't reach them to turn them off. Or my gate is latched, but I want to take my dog out. Now that it's dark before 5, it'd be nice to be able to close the curtains for some privacy, too. Options are available, but I'm not always sure what would work best. To help, I've consulted virtually with an organization called Tech for Home. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, my smart plug power strip is in packaging, yay! Feeling content may be the most challenging. Countless times I've considered moving. It's just not feasible for me. If I lived somewhere else, it's not like I'd have more mobility or my struggles would vanish. It might actually create more struggles. So I'm working on embracing where I'm at. That goes for my abilities as well. Sometimes it's easy to want to do more than I know I can. I have projects lined up that I know are beyond my abilities. Even though I think it's good to push your boundaries, I also think it's important to know your limitations, so I'll be working on that. What are your goals or resolutions? Do you have a plan to achieve them? I'd love to hear what you've got envisioned for 2021. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.